everyone, my name is Diogo and I'm here to talk to you about age restriction in games and how it's being used in our society. So without further ado, let's get into the interview with Steve Holly and get his opinions on this topic.
How do you think we as a society can change age restrictions to be used more in games?
I guess it's perhaps communicating with parents so that they know what they mean and what are the reasons for why games are rated the way they are in terms of the content. Often games are considered just to be fun things which parents think any child can play, but it's not always the case nowadays.
And how can parents contribute into following these age restrictions in games?
I guess it's about just talking to their children who play games. So, you know, quite often children, older children, maybe have got access to a console or computer in their bedroom, and they're able to buy and install or download games which the parents might not always be aware about. So it could just be simple internet restrictions or, you know, just talking to their children about what they're doing.
Yeah. So do you think there should be age restrictions in games or just leave up to the parents?
I think that the age restrictions are good for guidelines for people in terms of when they buy them, even as adults, so to know what they expect from the game. So even if it's from a parental child point of view, yeah, it helps to restrict access for children, but for adult gamers, they might want to know about the content of the game they're playing anyway.
People have recommended making this a legal requirement. Do you agree with that?
It'd be pretty hard to enforce it and quite an expensive process to take in terms of making it a legal requirement. And reality is people don't follow these laws and it's quite a challenge to actually enforce it as well.
So the first topic we'll be talking about is how people are blaming games for mass crimes and addictions. I personally think that it's your choice to do it and it can influence you, but it's your choice if you want to spend time in jail. But games, however, nowadays are being blamed for a lot of crimes that are happening around the whole world and how age restrictions are not being taken seriously. In conclusion, I personally think the age restriction in games should stay as it is, but parents should have more control over their children not to buy accidental stuff online and make sure they're not playing the wrong games that aren't suited to their ages. Unless their parents do allow them, of course, but then they aren't following the age restriction guide. But anyways, thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next one.